You are listening to Forest to Grill, the podcast about grilling, planking, rapping, and all that good stuff, with your host, Nate Adam.
All right, guys, welcome to the first official podcast of Forest to Grill, a Wildwood grilling podcast. I am your host, Nate Adam, general barbecue enthusiast, lover of food, lover of outdoors, and everything in between. I have Katie Bradish. Katie, say hello.
Why, hello.
We've got her on today to talk all about the grill. Anything we can think about in reference to grills, barbecuing, accessories, all those goodies. Now, interesting thing about Katie, she is actually a certified barbecue judge through the Northwest Barbecue Association. Katie, what does that mean?
That just means that I am able to tell you if you made good barbecue or not. It's very subjective.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet skill set, though.
Yeah, yeah. At least it's something interesting to put on a resume, right?
Yeah.
It's going to get you in the door.
But, or intro to a podcast, either way. What would you consider the difference between barbecue or barbecuing and grilling?
That's the great debate. Barbecue can be a lot of things. It can be a style of cooking. It can be a gathering or a cookout, like, hey, we're having a barbecue this weekend. It can be a thing you cook on. A lot of people consider their grill. We're going to throw this on the barbecue. It can also be a flavor of potato chip. So
one of my favorite flavors, potato chip, actually, but yeah, totally.
Yeah, actually, you see a lot of barbecue-flavored things. But barbecue, here I'm going to come right out and say what my twist on it is, but barbecue is a style of cooking, and it varies from region to region. The three main regions being North Carolina, which has two different styles within it, Kansas City, and Texas. So that's my definition of barbecue.
What is your preferred?
Oh, I like them all, but I think if I was going to pick one, I'm Texas.
Okay, all right, Texas. So no sauce, just the dry rub, huh?
Dry rub, just
the spicy spices.
Yeah, a lot of beef. You know, I'd say
awesome chili.
Oh, the chili.
Mm-hmm.
And also they do a lot of the bratwurst because there's a lot of that German influence,
yeah,
in Texas.
Absolutely.
So like, you know, the Franklin Barbecue down in Austin. That's to me one of the great houses that you got to go see. Yeah, I think Texas is where I'm going to come in at.
Okay. Myself, I have been born and raised a Missouri boy, so KC is definitely my favorite style of barbecue. Best barbecue on the face of the earth, in my opinion, is Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Just a plain old gas station, you drive right by it if you didn't know it, and best pulled pork I've ever had in my life, by far. So, yeah, everybody has their favorites. Speaking of favorites, do you have a preferred barbecue method? Are you a charcoal lady? Are you a gas? Have you wandered into the realm of the wood pellet?
Well, I guess here I have a confession. When it comes, I'm actually more of a griller than a barbecuer.
Okay.
I come in being good on the grill, and I'm okay when it comes to the barbecue. So my preferred method, I'm going to say, is a charcoal grill.
Okay.
That's where I'm the strongest. I'm pretty good on a gas grill. I can operate an offset smoker. I would like to build myself one of those big 55-gallon drum direct heat smokers.
Absolutely.
You know, something where you got to get out the welder and scrape off the rust and make it work. And I think you get extra points if it's something you found on the side of the road or it's like reclaimed.
Yeah, totally.
If you can get yourself like an old propane tank,
mm-hmm,
one of those really big ones.
Giant oil drum.
Yeah, or, you know, an old refrigerator.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can get a set, you can have the kegerator and the smoker sit right next to each other. Make
right,
the
so
yard look really nice.
We're creating a new barbecue fantasy for me in my mind. Now, so did you get started out on charcoal? Is that why it's your favorite? Is it flavor? Do you find that the gas lends a little bit of a propane flavor that you don't want? What is it about charcoal that kind of came into first place for you?
I think it's about timing for charcoal with me. It's a sense of urgency. You know, you go out there, you get it going, and you know you have a time frame. You can always add more fuel, but going out there and having that, all right, it's time to get this on the grill, and you can work with the airflow and make it work for you. But I think that's what makes it work, is about the timing. With a gas grill, it's there whenever you want it, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to work to get that perfect heat. It's almost too easy.
I love charcoal, but I do tend to go gas grill. I like to grill during the winter a lot, mm-hmm. Which means I am barely moving my grill out in front of my garage, so I have some sort of easement to stop the snow and or rain, but also not lighting my house on fire.
Yeah, that's always a plus.
Grill, the gas grill works really nice for that. I don't have to worry about coals, anything jumping up, sparking out. I think charcoal is my favorite, but my preferred use is, or at least the one that I use all the time, tends to be gas. And that is why I really like certain accessories, as far as, you know, whether you're smoking or whether you're using a plank or a wrap, something like that. It's a way for me to really keep a certain flavor mm-hmm. that I love out of a charcoal barbecue with a gas grill. That wood flavor that you can get from using those accessories completely negates any negatives about it, which is great. It's also nice when you are using a charcoal grill, because then you can, you know, kind of do neat things. You can experiment a little bit. You can spread the coals to the side and pump the heat up around a plank or things like that. And I mean, that's once you've been grilling long enough, that's the fun stuff. You know, like getting to go outside and tool around and you know, and twink this a little bit or tweak that a little bit.
And work with the heat, the direct heat versus the indirect heat. That makes a big difference if you can really become a charcoal artist, where you can work on the mounds, and that'll all affect how the food comes out. But another plus in the gas grill section, it's like using a self-cleaning oven. You just go out there and that last time you done a bad, there's something on the grates, it's kind of nasty. You can go out there and just crank that sucker out, go inside, set the timer, come back, everything has been cleansed by fire, as they say.
Do you have a specific grilling memory, a favorite memory? I mean, you're definitely somebody who's put a lot of time and effort into enjoying barbecue or grilled foods. What specifically got you into that mindset?
Let's see here. Favorite memory and what got me into that mindset. A favorite memory is actually probably... Excuse me for being dark, but it's probably disaster. I always like hearing about, you know, what goes wrong. And
yeah, it's the train wreck effect.
Yeah, you know, something terrible happens, but it ended up being pretty fun. Is we were having a bunch of people over to our house, and this is really my husband and I had just started hosting these big parties, and we're out there, we're getting everything ready, and people start arriving, and people say, oh, look, my friends are here, let's go start hanging out. And we had the barbecue, see, I call it a barbecue,
yeah.
The grill, it's interchangeable. We have the grill out in the driveway, and the guests start arriving, I'm talking, and finally I turn around, and nobody is bold enough, or everyone's too polite to even point out that this thing is on fire.
So you officially have an inferno on your first... major barbecue.
Yeah, and this is just a little tiny grill that I don't even know where this little guy is anymore. But
since gone, little red top charcoal guy.
Just a tiny little dude, and there's just flames spouting out. And I had a whole turkey on this, and it turns out that it wasn't a tall enough grill to get the turkey in on, and it had a little bit of air sticking. I didn't close it all the way, so this thing just went up in flames. And it was such a fun party and just such a happy flaming turkey memory. So I'm going to say that's my best grilling memory. There's been lots of good food. There's been all sorts of good things happen. But that is really memorable.
I have been to some of your barbecues and the food is very, very good. I will officially go out and say that Katie's backyard makes me insanely jealous. There is a veritable plethora of grills and pure awesomeness in the backyard. So she has definitely taken it to a different level at this point. But it's nice to know, having partaken in your grill mastery, if I don't feel like I'm going too far in saying that.
I'll take grill mastery, yeah.
Yeah, you take it. That you got your start off, or at least your favorite memory, is a really, really horrible accident involving what you're so good at now.
That poor turkey bird. It didn't deserve what happened. But, you know, now you gotta
Did you still attempt to eat it?
Oh, yeah. I think it got eaten. It was, you know, just a little crispy. There's no shame in in overcooking or whatever disaster, it can be fixed.
Have you seen any new awesome barbecues, any gadgets for barbecues that you feel like would be worth mentioning?
Well, you know, I'm not a big gadget person. I'm distinctly low-tech when it comes to these things. I gauge my doneness. I kind of poke my food rather than even... I'll run an internal temp, but I kind of grill by touch. And I time things by, oh, this is probably 1.5 drinks, or maybe it's a 2-drink meal. So I'm not real high-tech.
I'm on the same boat. I've always been just go out and cook it, and I'm constantly yelling at myself for not just having a base meat thermometer. It's pretty ridiculous. However, I was intrigued by the idea of some cool new gadgets and decided to look up a couple, and I found one's called the GrillBot, which is it is literally a automatic grill cleaning robot. So it's like that little guy that runs around your house. Everybody's seen those in movies now, or I think there was an infomercial involved at some point. But you literally set this thing and totally forget about cleaning. It goes in. It's got a little chip inside, so it smart cleans. Get all the angles. Claims to be a very deep clean, mm-hmm. And then even has an alarm for you when it is done with its job. And I am a messy barbecue guy because of the sauce. So I tend to have a lot left over on the grill.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
As much as I'm not a techie guy with the grill, I'm not going to lie, I am slightly intrigued by the robot, and therefore I would get to name my grill robot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would have to say, I mean, you could go as easy as like R2 or something like that, but, you know, naming stuff is half the fun of it. And back to the grill thermometer, I've also noticed that they now have Bluetooth meat thermometers. So a magnetic backing that you stick to your grill has multiple prongs, and then you can hook into that with your phone via Bluetooth and or a free downloadable app when you purchase it.
So it'll squawk at you when you're at 145 or something.
Exactly. Do you have a preferred protein?
Yes.
We've talked about style, but is there one thing that you like grilling more than anything else as far as protein?
Yes, there is. I like pork chops. I really like grilling pork chops because they make you look good. I think those, you can come out looking like a hero. Also, chicken wings.
Nice. I feel like both of those answers are kind of away from people's norms. I mean, that's whether you're more barbecue savvy and you like to go low and slow and, you know, throw some brisket in there or, you know, pork in general, but... I don't know if I've ever done pork chops on the grill. And I love me some pork chops.
I see. I'm a tough judge. When the brisket comes off, it better be right. So I'm one of those... You know, other people's cooking always tastes better. Do you suffer from that? If somebody else makes it for you, it's just tastes better?
Sometimes. And then sometimes not so much.
sometimes I nail it. I don't know. Well... When it comes to something, especially something, a classic long cook, a brisket, or...
A pork shoulder,
you're doing a butt, or just something big, I almost become more critical the longer it takes. I think when it's something that goes quick, like a pork chop, like the chicken wings, it comes off and you're like, ooh, hot damn, I done good.
Yeah, well, I mean, the low and slow, like, it took so long, like, there better be some magic to it. Like, that's the thing. And to be totally honest, people that I have found to be the most magical on the grill are the ones that have mastered the low and slow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, something that took throwing in the right woods to smoke at the right time and keeping the right temperature, like, it's a crazy skill set, so.
The air, the wood, and the heat when it comes to smoking, I mean, it's a very delicate balance, and, you know, I'm a griller at heart. I like barbecue. I can get critical
mm-hmm.
with barbecue and smoking, but the skill lies on the grill.
Skill on the grill. I like it. That's a really nice place to end. Katie, thank you for being in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for joining in our first Forest to Grill podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Wildwood Grillin, no G, or hashtag Wildwood Grillin. Let us know what you liked or didn't like. Like us on Facebook. Visit us at wildwoodgrilling.com. We'll put a new episode up soon, and until then, keep calm and grill on.